To Hebrews, we in Hebrews a couple of times, and then First John, amen. I see anybody can stand it, will stand and can't stand, amen. Gonna, amen. Reading the book of Hebrews, amen. And we're gonna talk about, we're gonna read the chapters, then we'll tell you what we'll talk about. Hebrews, the chapter 11.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 11, and we're going to read verses 1 and 2.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. It says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And I want you to skip over to verse 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. To please who? To please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. I want to ask you to backtrack a little bit. Just one page over to, well, it's on the same page. Just go up a little bit to chapter 10 of Hebrews, verse 35-39. When you have that, would say amen. It said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or sin, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. One more scripture, then I'll let you sit down. And that's in 1 John. And I'm not St. John, but 1 John. That's couple pages over from Hebrews, towards near the back end of the book, because they got so many Johns, the 2nd John, 1st John in the back. I'm talking about the 1st John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. When you have that, would you say amen? And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today having faith and confidence in God. Amen. Amen. When you have faith, you got to have faith and confidence. Amen. The Bible said, now faith is a substance of things that are hoped for. Amen. In other words, where faith, it says, now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. In other words, faith is what it means, what it's saying, it's the substance. Something is faith is something that you can feel and you hold on to until the manifestation come. Amen. Faith is something you wrap around your spirit. You grab in your spirit and reach out and you hold on to it. It's just like you want to say, for example, you're waiting, you're desiring something from the Lord and you don't have it as of now. Whatever it is, spiritually or physically or whatever. And you're asking God for, and you pray to the Lord and ask the Lord for something. Amen. You ask for something that you cannot obtain yourself. Most stuff that we desire of God, that we can't. We don't seem like it's, we don't see a way that we can obtain some things. You know, if you got a job and you get the money to pay your bills, then you might not need God to pay that bill for you. Working, you got enough money, you can pay your bill. Amen. Whatever. But there's some things that we cannot get in this life and we don't know how to do. Amen. Without the Lord. Amen. There's just some things we can't overcome. We can't get through without his help. Amen. So the Bible said, you know, you pray about these things. Amen. So it said, now faith is a substance. That means that God is giving you your faith. He's using your faith and saying, this is what you hold on to. It's almost like I got this just in my hand. This is a Kleenex or tissue. And I'm holding on to this in my hand. I got it in my hand. So you have to do faith like that. You have to do faith like, I don't have money right now, but I will have money. I don't have my healing right now, but I'm going to have my healing. You got to really believe it. Because faith is trust and believe in something that you really can't see right now. Somebody give God the praise. So it's saying, now faith is the substance. Remember, the substance. Having faith, but having, you don't realize what the substance is. You have a struggle with that. Amen? If you're saying that, I believe God for this house, or I believe God for this car, I believe God for this, and you have to, you know, when you have that substance, that means you're not saying, I just believe God for, you are going to maybe go look, you're going to touch, you're going to feel, you know, I'm believing God for this. In other words, I'm believing God for a mate or whatever. You know, the Bible said a man found a woman, found a good thing. Amen. He didn't tell the woman go searching for a man, but it goes that the man found a woman, found a good thing. But God knows how to connect you with somebody. Not anybody, but somebody, the right person. Amen. You can walk out your back door. Amen. They might be your husband. All of you are like, what? Now you don't go out there and say, yeah, you man walking out, you my husband. Now it don't do like that. You know, God could just like supernaturally just out of conversation and put a connection there. That's if he want to. Amen. As long as you make sure you say. Amen. Amen. So God can give you whatever you want, whatever you desire of the Lord. Now faith, God said, now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. Those things that you hoping for. Whatever it may be. It don't have to be husband, wife, car, house, healing, whatever. Whatever you hoping for, God said, believe it. God said, and if you believe it, it's going to be manifested. It's going to manifest itself. Somebody give God the praise. He didn't. Now, that's the part that we get we get messed up on, because we like, okay, God told me all I can do is believe it. Where's it at? We can look, where's it at? Why come this ain't happening yet? Is that faith? No. Faith is believing, not what you see first. Amen? Amen. So, in other words, now faith is the substance of things to hope for, and it's the evidence, and it's going back to that. It's the evidence. The evidence is something you can see. Which faith, remember, hear me out, follow me in the spirit. Faith is something you cannot see, but you believe it's there. And you believe it's going to be all right. So that's your substance and it's your evidence too. Faith is both of them. It's your substance. And somebody said, well, you ain't got it yet. I know I got it by faith. And you talk like that and really believe in your heart. Sometimes it will speed up a little faster. Sometimes it takes, because the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. So when you believe God, you take real slow. You real slow by believing God. Because the devil will fight you with, it's not going to happen, all kind of doubts and fear. But you have to fight that stuff and cast that stuff down. And say, and keep talking. We speak, if you sit there and speak negative things, then you shall have negative things. If you say, you know, I'm going to be in this situation all my life, then you're not, you probably will. Somebody give God the praise. Now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. It's some things that he said you're hoping for. He said, and the evidence of things are not seen. So he letting you know you don't see what you asking for, but you believe it. That's because you don't see it. You don't stop believing it because you don't see it. You keep believing it, and the devil will fight you in all kind of ways and say, no, it's not so. But you got to say, God, help my unbelief. I'm getting weak in my faith. Strengthen my faith. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And it said, for by it the elders attained a good report. Okay? In verse 6 it says, but without faith. How many know God requires faith? Amen. How many know God works with faith? Amen. So without faith, verse 6, without faith it is what? That means it's nowhere possible that you can please the Lord. God wouldn't tell us to do things that he knows that we can do. Now, you take somebody that don't know nothing about the Lord, you teach them God's word. God has worked with them. You've been saved for a pretty good while. Amen. Every time you get off, get in doubt and everything, you better get yourself out of doubt and believe God. Because God expects you to believe him, but you've been walking with him a while. Not nobody else do your believing for you. You believe God for yourself. You feed yourself. You do everything else for yourself. Believe God for yourself. Amen. Amen. But it say, without faith, it is impossible. God said, it's just, I'm sorry, I love you, my son, I love you, my daughter, but you just can't please me. You know why God say that? Because God wants you to believe him. And this could be offensive. You might not mean a harm, but you can offend. That could be offensive to God. Just say, I say, I'm waiting on Sister Shanita to pick me up. And you said, I'm gonna be there. I'll be there, pick you up. And I keep saying, I don't think you are gonna come pick me up. You said, I said we'll be there, pick you up. And you said, no, I don't believe you'll pick me up. That would be annoying. That would be distrustful. You're like, well, she don't trust, I'm gonna pick her up. Well, same way you go to God, and you're talking to God about different things, and you're saying, Lord, you know, tell him about this and that and other, and then you say, then you act like it. Sometimes we might not go to God and say you ain't gonna do it, but we act like it. We just say, we listen to the devil, he ain't gonna do it. But then you pray about the other day and ask him to do it. No, he ain't gonna do it. You listen to the devil, he ain't gonna do it. He ain't gonna change it. He ain't gonna fix that. It ain't gonna happen. Your mindset get like that. So what do? You're tying God's hands. Because he said he watches over his word to perform. God is not a man that he should lie. When God says something, it's confident. You can bank on it. It's going to happen. You just got to know that he said it and you didn't say it. When he said it, if God spoke something to your spirit and spoke to you something, God do not lie. And he didn't tell you when and how it's going to happen, but it will happen. Because he's not a man that he should lie. Now, if you tell God, if you not believe in God, you tell him the Lord, he's lying. You know you're not, Lord. You're not going to do that. So if you tell somebody they not going to do something, do you think they want to do it for you? You should have what you say. Amen? So we are tempted to doubt. Because the devil will come and fight your mouth. We're human. We'll look at something, the devil show us the worst scenario of it. And say, that is never going to get no better. You're going to always go through this in your life. It's going to always be this way in your life. Something down. You can't keep listening to that. You got to pray and see what God has to say about your situation. So it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. And it says, but without faith, you don't want to just pray and really don't believe God. You got people, we don't watch it. We'll do that. We'll mean no harm to God. We'll pray about stuff, and our man be on washing the dishes. Our man be on going to shopping center. And we thank the Lord. Our man ain't on nothing. We ain't even really got a our man focus on God. So if your man's not really focused on God, you're not going to really believe what you're praying anyway. And you're not going to believe what he's going to do. You don't believe none of that. So all of that, God says, is impossible. It's impossible to even please me when your mind's like that. But he said, for he that come to God, you must believe. He said, when you come to me, you got to believe when you come to me that I am able to do this. And not only am I able to do it, I will do it. Yeah. You got to have, you know, if you got a problem with somebody at your job, you got a problem with somebody at school, you're going through different things, talk to the Lord about it and believe that he's going to take care of it for you. You don't go there and keep looking for the problem. The devil will tell you it's going to be there. But still, you got to say, I'm going to have a good day. I'm not going to mess my day up today. Because I already prayed about that. You tell yourself that. And for you know, the Lord will fix it. Amen. Sometimes God will just drop stuff in your spirit. And let you know your day is going to be all right. There was y'all heard me say back a while ago, was this lady that she didn't do something right. She was supposed to get with me and let me know something, and she didn't do it. She really wasn't honest to what she done, and I didn't find out. It just kind of came out in some kind of way, and I figured I read between what happened. I was going, Lord, that is really bad. Somebody do that, you know, because this is almost like, you know, you messing with my little money that I get because you're supposed to call me in and you didn't call me in, but you said you called me in. So I'm thinking like, Lord, handle my business for me. I got bigger fish to fry, so to speak. That I got too many other things to let something like that bother me, but that didn't feel too good when somebody really lied on, about you. Amen. But I went on and let the Lord work with that. And I didn't get back in there until about a week later. And the Lord, when I stepped out of my truck, I know that person really wasn't supposed to be there when they did the work. But the Lord, he didn't let me know. He could have let me know while I was at home, but he didn't. I got to get out of the truck. The Lord said, it was like a small voice said, so-and-so probably in there today. And I thought to myself, I said, well, this helped me, Lord. Because I'm heading to the place. And as soon as I walk in the door, that same person that did that was right standing right there. And they and I thank God he didn't have nothing in my spirit, no bad attitude, because I had gave that to the Lord. And they called me about a week ago. I don't know though, but God had worked on me evidently. I went in there, and they was the first person I seen. It's like they was just so, you know, some people they so sneaky. Hi, yeah. I said hi. I couldn't even shake that person. Everywhere I go, here they come. I'm like, God, why they up on my heels like that? No, they don't. And the Lord let me know. The Lord said they really feel bad about what they done. They ain't gonna say it to you, but they really feel bad about what they done. But I was okay. But you know, God will work it out for you. You don't have to fight your own battles. God will work it out for you. Somebody give God the praise. And he'll call people to be kind to you, nice to you, especially if you haven't did them no harm. Amen. You've been man obeying. He'll make your enemies to be your footstool, and they'll be cause them to be at peace with you. Somebody give God the praise. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God will reward you. God will reward you for seeking him. God said he is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Sometimes we think, Lord, you haven't taken care of that. You haven't taken care of that for me. And devil say he's not going to take care of it. We get discouraged. But God got his set time when he will reward you. He said, now I'm a rewarder. He says, impossible to please me when you don't have no faith. You don't believe in me. He said, but if you believe in me and you believe that whatever you are talking to me about, that I will attend to it. He said, I am going to reward you. Well, what will he reward you with? Well, whatever you believe in him for. Amen. He will reward you for your faith in him. And they say that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, when God said, I'm a rewarder of them that diligently seek me, that means of someone that's persistent and attentively looking for God. You're looking for God to fix that situation. You ain't like doubting. You believe in him to fix that situation. That means you're attentive upon. In other words, you ain't up around the throne all 24/24, but every once in a while you think about that situation. Your man, you tell yourself, God gonna fix that. Amen. You're attentively with that, and you're diligently trying to please the Lord. Amen, amen. And up, if you skipping up, just reminiscing over these, amen. Just going over these verses in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. It say, cast not away. It didn't say cast away. It said cast not away. God said cast not away your confidence. Don't drop your trust in God. Don't throw it away. The devil may tell you it's not going to happen. Forget it. He will tell you whatever you believe in God for, it's not going to change. Forget it. You can forget it. That means he wants you to drop your trust, drop your confidence, drop your belief, drop that. That's why some things you have to stick with. You and God, you can't talk to people. Because people are not going to see it the way you see it. Because if God's the one that gave you the promise, amen, that he's the only one that can perform it. So if somebody else don't, they're not God, so they didn't give you the promise and they can't perform it, so they might tell you something very different. Who report will you believe? Amen. God, the devil would tell you, oh, you know, many things he done told me in my life, but God made him a liar to every one of them. As small as my income is, He didn't tell me you can't get no central air in your house. Your income don't call for it. You can't get no another vehicle. You only can get this over here. And the Lord has made him out of a lie. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. I live in my house. I live in a house, not an apartment, not a. I live in a house with my mortgage, $129 a month. Amen. Who does that? Nobody but God. Amen. I got testimonies what the Lord has done for me. If I don't tell everybody, people know how small my income was a month, they be saying you lying to me. No, God has worked miracles in my life because you believe God. Your faith is what's going to see you through. Somebody give God the praise. It say, cast not away therefore your confidence. And we don't mean no harm. I don't mean no harm. You don't mean no harm. But sometimes you can get weary in well doing. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing. You get weary in well doing. I get weary in well doing. Because if you done ran a long time with something, you're like, I'm tired. Let's say if you was running a marathon, if you running a race, you run and run and run. After a while, you're going to be like, I'm tired. So it's natural for you to get tired. Some people get tired. They ain't been running no time. They ain't even walking with God no time. You tired already. Some people have been tired for years. I can understand that, but you've been tired for a day or the month. You just started walking with God. You tired already. My God, you better let him change your strength because you got some journeys to go. Somebody give God the praise. Cast not away therefore your confidence. And that's what the devil wants all of us to do, to cast away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. God said, I have a great repayment for your faith in me. See, God doesn't move off our seniority. He doesn't move off of what we have, what we don't have. God honors faith. Even when you say walking with God, that's good and all, you have salvation, but God still expects you to believe him. Can't get around it. That's what he's going to honor, is your faith. So can you have faith by being on your phone all day, texting all day, being everybody's business all day, amen, knowing everything all day? You better get a hold of God if you want to have some faith, because that's where faith comes from. Faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And how are you going to hear unless a preacher preach? How are they going to preach unless they be sent? But even if you don't hear a preacher, honey, you better get up in that word yourself. The very thing that you neglect and feel like I don't have time to, and you fall asleep as soon as you pick it up, you better get out of that habit. You better get in that word and get a hold of the Lord. You better, with all you're getting, you better get some understanding. Because if you don't have no knowledge, it's power. If you sit there and read and don't understand nothing you say, it don't help you too much. You better know, amen, where your help come from. You better know what's in your inheritance, amen. You better read all of it. You better read the small print and big print and all of it. Somebody give God the praise. And you better go back and read it again. Y'all hear all this bumble yumble and you're trying to be cool, trying to be hip and all that kind of stuff in your ear, amen, ain't got no word in you. Somebody give God praise. I say, hear all this bumble jumble in your ears and you don't even know what they say. They be cussing you out of anything. You don't know what's going on. But you don't hear that and drown the word out and don't have an ounce of faith to stand before God. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Cast not away therefore your confidence. You ain't cool. You ain't hip. Because when the devil beat you all upside the head, you ain't got no power. Somebody give God the praise. You better know in whom you believe, not know because somebody else told you. You better get in that word yourself. Amen. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence in which is in has great recompense of reward. God said, I am a great rewarder of them that say. I tell you. And we all, God help us. You won't get God to really show himself strong to you. Honey, just believe him. Amen. Just believe him. If you don't have faith, turn down your plate and fast and pray and say, Lord, strengthen my faith. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Sometimes we be praying to God about old stuff. We should have been graduated and got through. And that's why sometimes we'll stay right there. God will leave you right there because he feel like you should know that you should have that under your belt. Somebody give God the praise. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience. Sometimes God don't come and answer every prayer right away the way we want him to answer it, because he want to work some patience on you and work patience on me. If he give us everything we want all at once, you will have no patience. I will have no patience. And we'll be in child warning. It say we have need of patience after you have did the will of God. And that's what we say to God. Lord, I've did everything you told me to do. I've crossed every T and dotted every I, and I've did this now. Why is this still not working? Because God is working on your patience and my patience. We forget about that P word. But God's working on our patience. After you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. God said, after you have done my will, then you shall receive the promise. Because while God is working on our patience, he's the whatever we're praying for is already ready for you, but you might not be ready for it. I may not be ready for it. Somebody give God the praise. So if God give you anything and give me anything that you're not prepared for, you will not be able to keep it. And you're immature to have it. You're like a child, amen, with a big toy, don't know what to do with it. Somebody give God the praise. For you have need of patience. After you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. It says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. God said, and for a little while, he that shall come, which is God. God said, I'm going to come. And I'm going to fix that problem. I'm going to work it out for you. He said, I'm going to come. But he said, he already know the set time and date when he's going to do it. Yeah. He said, I'm going to come and I would not tarry. I would not delay it. It seemed like a delay, but you're not denied. A delay is not a denial. Okay. A denial means it's never going to happen. A delay is just telling you just to wait just a little while. Amen. 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 So it said, it should surely come. Amen. It says, and they said, I will not tarry. Somebody said, I heard somebody say, I was listening to somebody preaching, and they said, when God, amen, present whatever you're waiting on, it may, before it happens, it may seem like it's taking a long time, but once it's there, at that time, you're not going to remember that time. You're going to be so glad because it's done. Somebody give God a praise. And it said, now the just shall live by faith. God is saying, my people must live by faith. Because he said, when I come back to the earth, will I find faith? He said, the just shall live by faith. But it said, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God is saying, don't draw back. To draw back means to choose not to do something that you was once, that you were expected to do. If God has called you to do this and do that, God is saying, don't let the spirit of draw back come upon you. Because sometimes people get discouraged and they say, I don't feel like doing that no more, because they're discouraged. I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. I don't care if I am supposed to do this. I'm not doing it. That's what drawback means. Drawback means they say you got an obligation. They say you got an obligation to church. You're supposed to be here for certain things, and then something ain't going right in your life, and you might not even say nothing to nobody, but like, I ain't going to be there. I ain't going to do it. But God knows. You can't never fool him. I ain't going to be there because this and that and another, because you got issue, or you got issue with somebody, or you got something. I draw back. You, every time you draw back, God got writing that down. Amen. You may say, I'm not going because of this. I'm not going for that. But you better make sure your motives are right, because God writing it down. Amen. I draw back. Draw back means I'm withdrawing myself. I'm not going to do that what I'm normally supposed to do. He said, now... now the just shall live by faith, verse 38, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But the Bible said, we are not of them who draw back into perdition or sin, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. God said, my people, if you really my people, I'm not expecting you to draw back. We don't draw back like people that don't have no hope or don't have Christ. It's like you might get discouraged, you might get down, but you're not going to quit. When you draw back, it means you're heading to quit. I'm getting ready to quit. What are you going to quit? What are you going to go back to? What was you doing? Was you doing good before you came to God? Sometimes the devil deceives you, say, well, I was not doing so bad. Well, don't, I wouldn't try. Amen. All right, in 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 14 said, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. God is saying this is the confidence. Confidence is trust and belief and faith in God. Confidence is like, Lord, you don't have to draw a blueprint out to me. You don't have to convince me. I am already fully persuaded that you will do this for me. Not that only you're able. Some people try to get out of it because they don't really have full trust. I know he's able. We hear people say that. It's a little if and but in there. If somebody say, do you know that he would do this for you? Well, I know he's able. Because you really don't believe. You get some doubt there. When you really believe God, somebody say, do you believe God can do this for you? You got to say, yes, I know. I know he can do it for you. Sometimes you got to keep saying that till you believe it. Amen. You might not believe it the first time. Somebody say, I want everybody to say, I believe God. I can do that even right now, Lord. I want everybody to say, I believe God. Some people be saying, I believe God. And they're thinking about what they're going to do when they leave here. I believe God. And you got to say about 12 times till you get it down in your spirit. I really believe God. Amen. So the Lord's saying, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. God said, this is the trust, this is the faith, this is the belief, this is the confidence, amen, that you have in me, that if you ask anything according to his will, how many know when you ask God things, it has to be according to his will? You ask God for foolish things. Amen. Ask God for things that your motives are right. When God looks at your motives, why do you want it? You want it because somebody else have it? Or do you want it for all the wrong motives? What is your motives why you want this? And he said, if you ask anything according to his will, and God said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. And it said, according to his will, he said, he heareth us. God said, and this is the, let me read again, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, you can have confidence in God, but let's think about it. It said, if we ask. If you don't ask, you can say, I believe God, but you ain't asking him for nothing. God said, ask and it shall be given. You can sit there and think all day long in my mind, I sure would like to have this. I sure would like to have that. I sure would like to have that. But are you open and verbalizing with your mouth coming out and say, Lord, talking to the Lord about it? That's when it becomes to be realistic, when you start asking. It said, and if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, after you ask him, then you got to know. It said, if you know, just think about that. It didn't say, it put that down there. You got to know that he heard you. That word if means, it's like, that's a requirement. That's like, if you do your part, then he does his part. Verse 15, if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If you know, after you done prayed to the Lord about something, and you actually believe in your heart, he heard me. You'd be surprised. When most of our prayers, if we don't watch it, we just pray. We don't know if God heard us or not. That's why there's no results. Because we're praying in fear. We're shaking and trembling. We're full of anxiety. How many know you can't pray clear-minded when you're full of anxiety and upset? Because you can't. It's not a clear mind. You got to wait till you get calmed down in your spirit. Because the devil will make you, what they say, freak out. He makes you have you up in an uproar. You can't pray like effectively when you're in an uproar. You got to get yourself quiet down in your spirit and calm down in your spirit so you can know what you're saying. Stop talking a bunch of foolishness that you don't even know what you're praying yourself. Lord, I bring this situation to you. And I'm going to tell you something. Throw this out here as a tip too. Just because you pray to God one time, that don't mean that you're fully persuaded all the time yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with going back to God again. It's not, you don't just keep going to God, Lord, I need a job, I need a job, I need a job, I need a job, and you never get up there and go find one, look for one. You have to, you know, work with, you got to put some legs on your faith. Faith without works is dead. Amen. You can't say, I need healing in my body. Lord, I need you to heal me. You don't get up and try to exercise. You don't get up and try to feed yourself. You don't get up and try to do nothing. Lord, I need you to heal me. When he got to heal that man, he said, they told the man, say, arise up, stand up. God going to have you to do something too. Amen. He ain't going to be sitting up and doing it all. You lazy. You better get up and do something. Yeah. Right. You got to get up. Before I even got my vehicle out there, I went looking for things like I had money. Yeah. I didn't ask the man, can I drive home? He said, no, I want you to drive this home. I said, I don't want to drive it home. That ain't like I'm going to get it now. He said, drive it home. Y'all remember when I drove that vehicle home? You got to put legs up on your faith. Yeah. Amen. And every time I was going past, that's a different style vehicle. It's still Equinox. It's a different style. But everywhere I go, even if I be winning this thing, I say, that's my Equinox over there. I wasn't just doing it just to be funny. I meant it. Because when you keep speaking something, you got to speak it into existence. You're the one that speaks it into existence. I don't care what Deb said. You know, just like Tiffany, she believe in the Lord for a house. I don't care what kind of process, that's their process. You don't know if that's God's process. But if you want the house, you won't have. I'm going to have a house. And if I get extra money, I'm going to be buying stuff for my house. So you do different things like that. You know, you work with faith like that. You know, I'm going to have this. I'm working with it. You know, you got to work with God. And you got to be on the same page as God. I'm learning that myself. If God say this, you can't say that. The devil wants us to fret. The Bible says, fret not thyself. You'll find yourself fretting. I done found myself fretting. And I know some of y'all, you ain't got to raise your hand here, but maybe it's something that you ain't quite, I'm not that old, but look, maybe only, you don't have to be a little old to do this. Sigh. You see yourself sighing. Some of you could be young doing that. What made you do that? Because something went across your mind. A challenge or something went across your mind, you don't know how you're going to get through it. You got kids do it nowadays. I got to go to school. I got a test tape. Everything's so sad. Keep doing all that, it's going to turn to worry. Amen. Fret not yourself. You do too many signs, after a while, you're going to be worried. One time I was doing it, I was in the house, I thought about myself. Then I found myself doing too many. I said, what's wrong with me? Keep doing that. They'll say, well, you're getting a little older. That's probably. I said, no, I don't want that. I said, Lord, whatever that is, take that away. Because that's a depressing feeling. It's a down feeling. If you think about what you're thinking about, that's what's making you doing it. Amen? Because the battlefield starts up here. Am I teaching today? Am I saying it right? A lot of people don't know that. They go way to the doctor to get on to get somebody, some therapist to tell them that. But you're getting free today. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to the doctor and see what make me do this. Seem like when I ain't got no control. My God, if God can't control you, meds ain't only going to do it for a little moment. But it's going to leave you depressed. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. That's doing a little preaching and teaching. The Lord don't want us to cast away our confidence in Him. God said, don't throw away your trust and confidence in me. That's because it has not happened on your timetable. And if God has, I'm learning this too. I ain't saying I'm learning it all. If God has allowed something to come your way, honey, it's something that He's working on you. If you keep praying about it, but it has not went nowhere yet, God going to give you the grace to go through it till He change it. And meanwhile, honey, bad as you don't like it, it's something. He's not just working on these other people. We think He's working on other people and everything. He's working on you too. I would love to say that. We won't push it off somebody else. I don't know why you got me in this position, Lord. It's for many reasons. Fret not yourself, honey. Because there's many reasons why he got you in this situation. When he get through with you, you're going to come out like gold. Somebody give God a praise. You're going to come out like gold. Because sometimes you don't know what kind of behavior you are till you squeeze. See, we all be cute and everything. Pay the Lord. Pay the Lord. Pay the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Let somebody get on your nerve. You turn into a booger bear. And like the lady said, if I'm in a fight with a bear, you feel sorry for the bear. Because that's that bad. Because you bad. You so bad. God know how to bring that badness down in you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. God got something can ruffle you up. He got some people, amen, can ruffle you up. Your children got hard heads. They don't want to do what they say. Just let them, put them in God's hand. Honey, when God get to ruffle them out, they'll be the sweetest people. Get in there, clean up a room. I don't want to clean up my room. Go in there and do this, and I ain't going to do it. Let's put them in God's hand. You do have to chastise them too, some, you know, but put them in God's hand, because honey, God can do a better job than you. Amen. Got attitude issues and stuff, honey. When God puts somebody to rough you up, amen, you'll be a sweet old thing. Amen. You'll be smiling, amen. You won't be thinking you all bad and tough. God got something to ruffle you up. That's why we see somebody, this Lord take care of that. Amen. God know how to take care of it. If he know I take care of you, he know I take care of the situation. God knows even what's in us. We got old bad attitude, old indifferent spirit, and hard to get along with. And we got some issues. Some people got some rooted issues. They can't get through that. Amen. They try to smile up, but if you just mean and hateful and hard to get along with, you got some issues down inside. God knows what to send your way to get that mess out of you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. God gonna get that mess out of you before he put you in a spouse in your life. He ain't gonna make that spouse miserable. Amen. It was a man or a woman, because you got issues on the inside of you. God is not gonna send somebody in your life that you kill them. Amen. It's your attitude and stuff. Sometimes you take a person that been by themselves like me for a while, sitting your ways and stuff. You comfortable with yourself. But will you be comfortable when God put a mate in your life? You can't still have your way. Amen. So God, because he loves you, he throws you right into a marriage, because you'll be out of it in 2 days. Okay. Amen. Am I preaching today? All right. So God gets you ready, because he knows you don't want to be divorced. You want to be separated. So I'll get this out of you one way or the other. Lord, when is it going to happen? Lord, when is it going to happen? And if the Lord, if he can really show you, man, say, honey, I'm working on you. You ain't just waiting on somebody. I'm working on you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Can't sit there and tell a grown woman or a grown man and talk to them like little kids, what, tell them what to do. Because you've been by yourself I don't know how long. Go sit down. No, you can't do that. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. You know, some of us have been by ourselves for a while. You know, we don't want really to, well, you ain't really trying to think you're going to be like that, but you don't know how you're going to be until God put somebody in your life. And then wonder why I'm separated, why I'm divorced. Well, you ran the person away. Somebody give God a praise. We all have been through things. I've been in situations before. Some things you learn, I don't do that. I'm not doing that no more. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. So God will take you through the fire. He'll take you to these things and to perfect you. And God wants to have our confidence and our trust in him. And God's saying, if you know that he hears you, whatsoever you ask the Lord, God said, we know that we have them petitions that we desire of him. God said, you know, if you ask me, he said, you know, whatever your request, that's what petition is. That means a request, what you ask the Lord. It may not happen the very moment you asked it, but it will be on time. Somebody give God the praise. And I have to talk to myself as well as anybody else. You have to tell yourself, Lord, help me not to get weary in well doing, because you can get weary. Everybody here got something that they can get weary about. Weary means only, it don't mean like you just gonna walk away from God. This means you're tired. You're tired of the same thing. You're tired of going through what you're going through. And it's like, when is this gonna change, Lord? So you get weary. You don't mean no harm. God knows we don't mean no harm. And one other reason we get weary because we keep looking at the situation. We keep looking at the situation, and the more you look at it, the worse it gets. The more you talk about it, the worse it gets. And the Lord is telling us, be not weary in well doing. Amen. He said, and just trust me. The Lord tells us to trust him with our whole hearts and mind. And God even tells us not to lean to our own understanding. Because he said, in all of our ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct our path. Because they might not, you might not understand the way you're going. I don't understand it. We don't understand everything. God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. We just don't understand everything. So if we start leaning to our own understanding, we're going to get in trouble. So we thank the Lord. Amen. Somebody wave your hands to the Lord. Do really thank the Lord for everything. Thank you for his, we thank him for his strength being made perfect in our weakness. Amen. I want everybody to stand to your feet, and we're going to just reach out to the Lord in prayer and thank the Lord for everything that he's